today's episode of The Ways of the Glorified, we are talking about the practical ways that the glorified lives the life that God has ordained for him or her. And excellence is not an exception. Excellence is everything but what a lot of people don't want. Everybody wants excellent results. Everybody wants excellent outputs. Excellence is beautiful. It's attractive. People will pay so much for excellence. But then, the price to pay for excellence is what a lot of people don't know. So today we are talking about excellence, the currency. It is a currency by which we trade value, by which we trade spiritual value, by which we trade economic value. Excellence is a spiritual, it's a currency by which we trade social value. And the glorified son or daughter of God, one of the marks of glory is relevance in any area of engagement. Relevance. And your relevance is based on the level of excellence, because that is your currency with which you trade everywhere that you go to. What is excellence? Excellence, in the first definition of the American Heritage Dictionary, excellence is defined as the state, the quality, or the condition of excelling. It is the state of superiority. And I remember we have talked about superior culture. Excellence is the state of superiority. It is the ability to go beyond established standards and conventions. Hallelujah. The ability to go beyond established standards and established conventions. The word excel is defined as to do or be better than, to surpass, to show superiority, to surpass others. Many people around us who do not strive for excellence have a hard time and do not feel happy with their lives. I don't know if anybody identifies with this. There are people who don't feel happy with their lives. And in contrast, those who always strive for excellence feel happy, they have inner satisfaction, and they contribute positively to the lives of others. And as a believer, as a Christian, you should understand that the mark of God is excellence. It is the theory of the master designer. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible said, Paul, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Paul understood that in the discharge of his duties, he had to work in a particular way. He called it a wise master builder. He wasn't just a master builder, but a wise one. This, according to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builded thereupon. Excellence is about being the best that we can be with God's grace, according to the grace of God. One of the people who excelled in his days and should be our example is the man of God Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, the Bible says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. So excellence is what makes you preferable. The glorified son or daughter of God, in any form of competition, in interviews, in any form of endeavor, should be preferred above everybody else. And the secret to being preferred above everyone else is excellence. Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. I see promotion coming into the life of somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive promotion and elevation in the name of Jesus. Excellence is what sets you above. In the marketplace, you are doing business as a son of God, as a daughter of God. Excellence is what sets you above. Hallelujah. Excellence is about pursuing and doing the best we can with the gifts and the abilities that God gives. Excellence is about giving our best to God. We are not waiting to become bigger. As small as we are, we take cognizance of whatever God has put into our lives. We take cognizance of the talents, of the graces, of the gifts, of the special abilities, and we put it to use to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Excellence begins with taking charge of the personal conditions of your life and performance to satisfy yourself first and to surpass your expectations. Excellence means matching your practice with your potential. A lot of people are operating far below potential. Their practice and their potentials are not congruent. They don't match. But I pray for you, wherever you are listening to me, in the name of Jesus, receive the spirit of excellence. Receive the grace to excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. Excellence is a pursuit. Hallelujah. You should understand, excellence is not a gift. It is not a gift. It is a pursuit. It is something that must be pursued. It must be sought after. God will give you the desires, but you must cultivate what God has put within you. Don't expect excellence to be a gift of the Spirit. No, it does not work that way. If you are given to slothfulness and an attitude of masking your lack of the pursuit of excellence behind the phrase, you know, people will say, if God wants it done, he will sure get it done. You are positioning yourself for a great lack of excellence. Ability is not enough to get you to your destiny. Listen to me. Excellence is what gets you there. And you must understand quickly, excellence is biblically connected to four areas. You know, Paul taught Timothy the places to excel. He taught Titus the places to excel. And I have just, you know, put them into four categories. So there are four areas of your life that you must seek excellence in. And if excellence, you know, is in these four areas, every other aspect of your life will catch up with it. Your finances will catch up with it. Your marriage will catch up with it. Your business will catch up with it. The first area of excellence is excellence of speech. Excellence of speech, and by implication also thoughts. Excellence of speech. The second area the Bible encourages us to excel is excellence of performance. Your performance should exude excellence. Performance at work, performance at home, and in every other life endeavors, performance, excellence in performance. Number three is excellence in conduct. Paul told Timothy, be an example in speech, in conduct. Excellence in conduct, in character, living above reproach. And number four, excellence in leadership. Excellence in leadership. It's extremely important. Excellence in leadership. These are the four areas for excellence: speech, performance, conduct, and leadership. If you lack excellence in these areas, your finances will suffer, your business will suffer, your marriage will suffer, your career will suffer. There are people whose mouth has given them several warning letters in the office. They are not thieves yet, but their mouth. There are some people, they have good character. You can trust them with all the money in the world, but performance will always betray them. So you love them, but you cannot risk their promotion because they will disgrace you. But that should not be the way of the glorified of God. That should not be the testimony of the son or the daughter of God. I pray that will not become anybody's testimony in Jesus' name. But you see, the bedrock of these four areas of excellence is what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to major on that today, because if you get that one right, the four will easily catch up. It's personal excellence. Personal excellence, that is the bedrock. Taking heed to yourself, Paul said, take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. Personal excellence is a lifelong process of developing mental and emotional skills to do better and better in all aspects of our lives. And to achieve personal excellence, we need to focus our personal growth and development in certain areas. Hallelujah. Quickly, PowerPoints in excellence, things I want you to understand. In pursuing excellence, especially personal excellence, the first PowerPoint in excellence is that pursuing excellence should not be limited by the nature of the task. Excellence should not be limited by what task has been given to you. Excellence should be a way of life, a standard of living. Don't say, me, this is my work, so this is all that I am focused on. No, beyond that particular task, there are other things your life is involved with. Excellence should be a way of life. It should be a standard of living. The truth is that we are to do whatever we do, whether it is viewed as important by society or very menial and insignificant. Whether one is the president of a large company or one who cleans offices at night, all is to be done to the glory of God. Regardless of what we do, it deserves our best. For in the long run, it reflects on the honor and glory of our God. Hallelujah. So excellence should not be limited to the nature of task at hand. Those of me, in church, all I do is to usher. So that's what I am focused on. No. Seek to excel in every area of your life. Make excellence a standard of living. Don't only excel in ushering. And then, fail in your relationship. So they will call you the usher who has dated 5 guys in 1 year. The usher who dates every girl that comes close to him. The man of God who sleeps with every daughter in the Lord. You are a great man of God, yet in conduct you are failing. Excellence is not limited by the nature of your task. It is a way of life. Number two PowerPoint: excellence, pursuing excellence, is a matter of choosing the best. The pursuit of excellence is never a matter of simply choosing between what is good or bad, but choosing what is best or superior. Some of us, we settle too quickly with just anything. We settle too quickly with just any choice because we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to offend anybody. We are too conservative in our choices. I don't want them to think that I am a difficult person, so let me just make do with this one. No, excellence demands that in every doesn't matter. Choose the best. You are going out for an interview. You are going out maybe to speak somewhere as a preacher, as a motivational speaker. You are going out to do something. Give your best, not just what is available. That is how excellence is pursued. Excellence is about choosing the best. Choosing the superior of all choices. Number three, power point. Excellence is an all-inclusive pursuit. Listen to this. If it is a task worth doing, it is a task worth doing right and diligently. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. But if you're going to do it right and make it your best. You see, you must understand that in this life, you know, oftentimes you don't know that you are being evaluated. You don't know. A lot of people, smart people, will not put you under the spotlight to evaluate you. So, even in your normal activities, make sure that everything you undertake, you give it your best shot. And if possible, do it just once and make it the best. Everybody has an opinion of everybody. And those opinions are sought, they are framed without your permission. By observing your usual and daily routines. So if any task is worth doing, it is worth doing right. Don't be offended that they didn't give you a chance to prove yourself. They have been watching you all this while. Are you hearing me? I hear people, you know, and they'll be, you know, when choices are made, positions are made, promotions are made, and they'll be complaining, they didn't give me a chance to even prove myself. At least they should have interviewed us, they should have called us, they should have let us know. They will not let you know anything. They have been watching you all this while. And that is enough a time to gather every evidence that you are good or you are not good. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So excellence is an all-inclusive pursuit. It's extremely important. Manalabashaya. Number four. Excellence is a matter of a wholehearted endeavor. Wholehearted endeavor. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7 to 10, Bible says, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepts thy works. Let thy garments always be white. Let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life. Even consider the life of thy vanity, which he has given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life. That is your portion. He goes on to say, and in your labor which thou takest under the sun, whatever you have chosen to do under this sun, he says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Do it with thy might. Put in enough energy. Please don't be lazy and slothful. Excellence is outside the reach of the slothful. It is not something easy to gain. Hallelujah. Excellence is not something easy to gain. It is not just a desire. Oh, I am tired of a lot. I have a lot of business friends, executives, people who are older than me, sometimes older than my father, and they like me so much. As soon as they get to know that I am a pastor, they start complaining. And most time when they complain, they keep saying the so-called Christians in my office, they are my number one problem. They are the ones stealing. They are the ones who are slothful. They are the ones who are always late. They are the ones who give very little. They are the ones who leave the office first. Yet they are the ones who are complaining, leading a looter for increase in pay. It is whatever you do. Do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. This is your last chance to earn anything. Nobody is going to heaven
to do storekeeping, to do inventory, to do accounting, to go and then sing, do gospel rock show. It is on this earth we are doing all that God has given to us to do. He says that do it with all wholehearted endeavor. Hallelujah. Wholehearted endeavor. Quickly, let me share with you three principles of excellence. And then after that, I will now go with you through certain steps to develop excellence. Hallelujah. Is somebody being blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Principles of excellence. Number one, the principle of accuracy. I've written here. Make the original worth copying. There are some of you, by the time you are done copying the original, there is no connection between the two. They are worlds apart. Excellence demands accuracy. You must have eye for detail. You see, no matter what, you are selling something, you are into whatever kind of business, product, service, whatever it is, somebody has done it before. There is a standard the world has accepted as the best. You are trying to pattern after it, but even the one you are copying, you are making mistake. Excellence demands accuracy. Do it right the first time. So you see, a lot of people easily get offended when they are being underpaid. They easily get offended. They feel they are not celebrated. But the truth is that you are not accurate. Everything you say you will do, we have seen somebody do it before, so we already have a marking scheme. Listen, many times the difference between failure and success is doing something nearly right or doing it exactly right. Getting as close as possible to the original is still not original. So accuracy is the first principle of excellence. The second principle of excellence is the principle of quality. Mandala Basoya. The principle of quality. Invest in quality. Excellence always endures. It remains long after the cost is forgotten. You see, build your life and package yourself in a way that your employers will forget how much they are paying you and keep enjoying the profits and the service you are rendering to them. When they look at what you are doing in the workplace, they lose the memory of the pain in paying you. Hallelujah. The satisfaction of quality far outweighs the bitterness of a cheap deal. Don't be a cheap deal. Some of you, all you have is that 3 months industrial attachment. That is all. That is all. And then you'll be complaining you don't have any experience, and then people are not willing to teach you anything. But you have spent the entire vacation watching all manner of series, Money Heist. When for that same period of time, you could have spent the same data on YouTube learning how to do inventory. Am I speaking to somebody? Quality. Invest in quality. Extremely important. Number three principle of excellence. The principle of allegiance. Allegiance. Doing everything you do as unto the Lord Jesus. I know a lot of people who will complain about their bosses when they are given the chance. They will complain morning to evening. They always have something against the boss. As well as this day, the boss that my boss did, my boss does not appreciate me. My boss, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, including your workplace, do it heartily as to the Lord. And not unto men. Is somebody hearing me? Do it as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. The principle of allegiance. To whom do you work for? Struggling with accuracy in career. You see, everybody will be complaining about you, but I pray for you through this word. Let grace reach you wherever you are. I pray for a turnaround to your performance, a divine influence of the Spirit upon you. The things you were struggling to do before, sometimes some of you have struggled with remembering facts and data, but I am praying for you. May the Lord turn things around. May the Lord accelerate the processes of your mind and make you more excellent and accurate in your dealings at work. Yeah. There should be a difference. I always have a problem. So you are anointed. You are praying in church. We are laying hands on you. We are pouring oil on your head. We are shouting on you. We are declaring. You are also jumping and receiving. Yet, there is little manifestation. That is why the ways of the glorified is there. To teach you the practical steps to take in order to materialize, to convert the spiritual realities of your inheritance. Mandala Bashaya. So the principle of allegiance, don't forget these three: the principle of accuracy, the principle of quality, and the principle of allegiance. Very important. You know, as an individual, without looking at your personal skills that are the root causes, you know, people try to deal with challenges around them, which includes work, family, friends, career, finance. We grow and succeed only when we have mastery over ourselves. That's the only time you grow, when you're able to master yourself. So to understand personal excellence, there are different dimensions of it, which includes, number one, discipline. Number two, commitment. Number three, emotional control. There are some people that they don't have emotional intelligence. They are told anything right there, less than 2 minutes, they jump off their feet and they are going to confront. Hallelujah. Emotional control. Learn how to keep a straight face even when somebody is giving you a bad news. Are you hearing me? Attitude, focus, belief, and courage, calmness, and distraction control. Some people don't know how to do, you know, a damage control. When something is spoiling, and they go and spoil it, they increase the rates of distraction. Damage control. Hallelujah. One of the virtues lacking in the church today is damage control. People fall in sin, and in trying to save them, we even damage them the more. That is when everybody is now talking about this person. The pastor is using this person to even preach, using him as an example, casting innuendos left, right, and center. We don't know how to control damage. So when the devil hits somebody in church, it is very, all the devil needs to do is to start the process. The church will continue it for you. Hallelujah. The church will continue it for him. You will get a band of people who will continue. They will make songs about you. You will get those who will now camp and be making you a case study, studying you as if they have finished studying the scriptures. Hallelujah. The practical steps to excellence. Practical steps to excellence. I believe you are enjoying the message. Yeah. Practical steps to excellence. To gain personal excellence, you know, there could be different ways, but I'm going to talk to you about eight steps to practical excellence. Number one is self-evaluation. The beginning of every transformation is evaluation and acknowledgement of the facts. When you are hungry, it takes you evaluating yourself and acknowledging that your eyes are seeing things too before you go looking for food. As long as you live in denial, if you live in denial, you cannot excel. Knowing your strengths, weaknesses, your thoughts, your emotions, one of the things I learned in the military style of living, they say, man, know thyself. Know your life principles, your belief systems. Evaluate yourself. It is the foundation in gaining personal excellence, as it helps you to understand yourself deeper, explore your mind, explore your thought processes, know yourself. Stop making somebody the object of your meditation, trying to find all the faults, as if God has now instituted, God has exchanged you with the Holy Spirit. You are not a spirit of conviction. Congratulations. Evaluate yourself. Do a SWOT analysis of yourself. Spend time with yourself to fully reflect and explore yourself. It's extremely important. You must know. You should be able to accurately and in detail describe yourself. Don't wait for somebody to talk about you before you come and ask me, hey papa, I heard this thing, this person said this. Do you think it is true? What about you? Don't you know it's true? Step two, identifying key skill sets. Identifying key skill sets. We all have different skill sets, and it varies from individual to individual. In this step, you should identify critically your skill set. Skill set identification is important in the process of achieving personal excellence because it gives direction. It gives you direction. Hallelujah. It gives you direction. Matala bababaya. Praise the Lord. Your skill set is what helps you to perform better in all aspects of life. Skill set helps you with performance. Step three, identify what you love. Identify what you love. What makes you more satisfied and happier is when you are doing things that you love the most and you enjoy as well. Hallelujah. So knowing what you really love to do in your life is key to gaining personal excellence. It's extremely important. You should evaluate yourself, understand yourself, understand what you are good at and what you love to do in all aspects of life. And the reverse is also true. A lot of times, I learned this from Bishop T.D. Jakes about his son. A lot of times, you may not get to do what you love, but you must learn to love what you do, because oftentimes it leads to the discovery of what you wish to do. Enough of the complaints. Papa, I mean, this work there, it is just a transit point. I'm just waiting to leave here quickly. And I know people have been saying those things, and they are still there for 3 years. They are still there for 4 years. I don't know when they will leave. You better settle and love what you are doing, because your passion for what you are doing will unlock great potentials in you and connect you with what you wish to do. Step four, Step four, life and career goals. Set goals. Once you know your strengths, your weaknesses, your skill sets, you know what you love. The very important aspect of personal excellence is identifying and defining your life and career goals. Know what your life is about. Have a vision, not just a prophecy. Some of you, all you have is a prophecy that was given to you. But the question is, have you translated that prophecy into a personal vision? One of the reasons why a lot of prophecies are not coming to pass is because you have not been able to translate that prophecy into a personal vision. Translate that prophetic word into a personal vision. Translate that prophetic word into a personal vision. Sometimes all you have is the advice of a mentor, the instruction of a mentor. We've talked about mentorship. Until you translate into a personal vision and a personal goal, you cannot work towards it. Work out on understanding and defining your life. What do you want to achieve with your life? Adabazuz Devehesh. Hallelujah. Step five. Have a strategy. Say with me. Have a strategy. Have a strategy. Strategy is more than just planning. A plan is simply what you are going to do. Strategy is like your blueprint for success, the secret keys that will guarantee your victory. Strategy is how you are going to do it. Every goal has its own set of strategies to guarantee its victory. In all your goals, always spend proper time to develop strategy. Don't just have goals, have a strategy. Some of you have been dating. You have been dating for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. I won't mention a name. My God. But we ask you, when are you going to marry? So we are believing God. Have a strategy. The goal is marriage, but what is the strategy? Develop a strategy. What are the obstacles you will face? How can you overcome these obstacles? What is the best mode of action to achieve this goal? How can you achieve this goal faster and better? Hallelujah. How have people who achieved this same goal, how did they do it? These are the questions you consider. Hallelujah. Step six. Focus all your resources into achievement. Focus all your resources into achievement. Let me tell you something here. Once you have made an action plan, remain focused. Put action plan into action. Hallelujah. Focus. Consistency is more powerful than talent. Take this from me. Consistency is more powerful than talent. I have seen talented people, gifted people who are irrelevant, whatever they are. And I have seen consistent people always making strides. When you set out for your goals, it is important you overcommit your resources. What do I mean by overcommitting resources? Come up with what you think you need to achieve that goal. Whatever resource you need in order to achieve whatever goal you have. And then double it up. Double that resources up. You know why? If you double that resources or even triple it, what happens is that you are rest assured you will hit your target or go beyond it. Because the natural principle of life is that resources deplete with time and usage. If your resource is money, chances are that by the time you are halfway through your goal, exchange rates and inflation and everything can reduce the value of that money. So before you set out, double that resource. Hallelujah. the resource you need to achieve your goal is prayer, and you think that praying 1 hour every day will make you achieve the goal, make it 2 hours. By that, you are rest assured you will achieve the goal or you will beat it. That is what I mean by overcommit your resources. Hallelujah. Step seven. Evaluation, self-evaluation and feedback. In this whole process, as explained above, self-evaluation and feedback from others play important role in helping you to understand your progress and your performance. Evaluate yourself, how you are performing. Are you able to put your plan into action or not? How effectively are you doing and where are you underperforming? Evaluate yourself. Receive feedback from trusted people. Have an open heart, an open mind towards feedback, towards complaints, towards criticism. Not everybody who criticizes you does not like you. No, some people like you. As a matter of fact, there are mentors around you. They are not so impressed with your progress. They are more burdened with your inabilities. So most of the time, their leaning towards you is more towards what you can become than what you have become. Hallelujah. Critically evaluate yourself. Reach out to people and hear from them and receive their feedback with openness of mind and sincerity of heart. There are some people, you know, just to look good, they will ask you for feedback. But you know that feedback you are giving to them, they will not apply it. They won't do anything. Like, they just want to hear you. At least they want to make you feel that they regard you. But you see, the truth is this: the feedback a mentor or a father will give you, it will not profit him. Whether you take it or not, he is not bothered. Hallelujah. It is for your advantage. Receive feedback positively. And finally, number 8, steps to excellence. Steady the successful. Steady the successful. There is no better way to succeed than to steady the successful. Those who have been here, who have done what you have done, what you are doing, who are the people who are successful in the goals you want to achieve? There is always somebody who has done it before. There is nothing new under the sun. No matter how unique your purpose, no matter how unique your ministry is, there is something that is still related to it. There are still common grounds that you can identify with successful people and learn. No principle is novel. Every principle has been tried and tested. You may have a different ministry. As for you, God has given you a message nobody has in this world. But no matter how unique your ministry is, it does not erase the principle of sacrifice. It does not erase the principle of learning. It does not erase the principle of submission, mentorship. It does not erase the principles that have been timely tested and have made great men out of them. Study the successful. Learn from those who have succeeded. Don't take pleasure in diagnosing the failures of people. Are you listening to me, somebody? Don't take pleasure in becoming a guest speaker on panels that discuss the failures of great people. When you get such invitation, turn it down. Hallelujah. Turn down those invitations. The things you occupy yourself most with, you are likely to become it. It's just a matter of time. The mistakes you discuss so much, very soon you'll be committing the same mistakes, because your insistence on those mistakes and your detail, you know, your attention in those mistakes, it makes you a master of those mistakes. It even becomes easier for you to commit it, because by analyzing those mistakes, you even learn those mistakes more than the person who made it. The person perhaps might have made those mistakes out of ignorance, but you have taken time to analyze that mistake. So during your time, it won't be ignorance, it will be decision, and you cannot be forgiven. Study the successful. Bother yourself with what makes them. Bishop Oedipus said something. You can desire what he has achieved. You can desire everything. In fact, you can do everything he also does. But if you don't have his heart, the secret place of a man's heart, it is where we have access to the things they have achieved. Let it be your goal to enter there. Hallelujah. I believe that you have been blessed. I'm so excited. Let me quickly mention the steps again. Number one, self-evaluation. Number two, identifying key skill sets. Number three, know what you love. Number four, have a goal, have a vision. Five, have a strategy. Six, focus all your resources. Overcommit your resources. Hold nothing back. Seven, self-evaluation and feedback. And number eight, study the successful. I believe that these things that I teach you, they are portals of eternal access into a life of greatness, into a life of mastery, into a life of glory. I pray for everybody. The principles of excellence, the principle of accuracy, the principle of quality, the principle of allegiance, they are with you and they stay with you. You excel in everything that you do. In the name of Jesus Christ, you excel in everything that you do. You shall not be small. Excellence of speech is your portion. Excellence of performance is your portion. Excellence of conduct, it's your portion. Excellence in leadership is your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive grace and excel in all that you do. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
The glory of the Lord is the proof of the divine presence of Yahweh. It is the reward of faithfully seeking the Lord with all your heart. Beloved, the time is now.
Denny's Legacy.
Here I am, Lord. I dwell in your secret place. Why find my rest? I seek every day. Where I found you, prepare your word in me. Here I am, Lord. Show me your glory. Secret place where I find my rest. I seek you, I seek rest.